God wants each of you. Do you hear what I'm saying? God, your Father, wants each one of you to learn how to live by faith and walk with him each day. That's why he said it's you, just like you know how to, if you didn't have any money, and this sometimes it's the wrong thing to do for people that don't have money, is to give them some. In most cases, it is. Because the first thing you need to do is teach them. Because that's probably the reason why you don't have none, because you don't know what to do with it. Y'all looking at me? I know I'm telling the truth. Because if why is somebody else have some and you don't? It's something you're not doing right. Because anybody that will provide something for someone that what they need, they'll pay for what you got. But they're not going to pay you sitting on the sidewalk crying. But if you provide a good for them, they'll pay you for it. Come on. Why you think you working it with those guys? I tell you what, those of you that working for the people that own company, and whether it be whatever it is, go up in there one day and just say, I'm just going to sit down. See what your paycheck looked like at the end of the week or the month. Because you didn't provide him nothing. You up in there to work. You up in there, you are in there, now that's a better way of saying it. You are in there to make him a prophet. That's why he hired you. If you're not going to make him a prophet, why do you think he needs you? God wants you to understand that he has given you everything you need, and you have to take time to learn out, find out what it is and access it, and your faith can get it for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Get rid of doubt and unbelief. It's an enemy. When any time it says anything that is against the word, let me throw a good one at you in close. Most people fear this one, fight over this one, and reject it. Most saints, not all of them, but most of them. When you start talking about the Holy Spirit and tongues, speaking with other tongues, more people. Some groups say it's of the devil. You know why the devil like that? Because he know that's one thing he don't want you to get tied up in. He don't want you to get a hold to that. But you become a weapon that he can't deal with. Because you know how to get in the presence of God. You know how to get into the deep things of God. You know how to bring forth some things that he can't never close to, no way handle. He can't mess with you. He's afraid of you. He's afraid you're going to get the revelation of it. That's why he always bringing it up. That's why he's trying to make you be shy and not yield. You know, you say, who all speak in tongues? But, you know, most people say, I speak in tongues every day. And I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. Not that I'm trying to boast about it. I just thank God for the precious gift. Because it have changed my life. Did you hear what I said? I said it has changed my life. And I thank God for it. And that's why the enemy don't want you to understand faith. He does not want you to understand spiritual things and who you are and how to walk with God. You have everything you need. I have everything I need. And that's why we're constantly in this word. That's why you in Bible class. That's why you all not to sit, submit yourself to unbelief. You find somebody talking some junk, you need to get out of it quick. But most people sit there because they tune up a little bit. I know, and talking a whole bunch. I haven't heard it. I heard them sing it. I haven't heard them preach it. I haven't heard it all. Then when you start teaching the word, They'll look around like, you can tell a religion is unbelief. They start looking around. You don't know how to do this. No, you the one don't know when you hear something good. This woman heard, and she got what she needed. You can get what you need from God. It's already been provided. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
So don't give place to the devil by fellowshipping him and giving place to doubt and unbelief. Get your heart full of the word, keep it full of the word, and renew your mind. And believe God. Instead of talking about your needs, say what the word said. All my needs are met. Say what the word said. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You say that. God is in me. Do you realize God is on the inside of me right now? God is on the inside of you. Now, what do you need? You just got to learn how to access. What's that? He created this universe. I don't care how they try to explain it and what I'm trying to say. Not the atheist. What did? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when people try to explain the world just evolved and evolution, that's the word I'm looking for. I don't care how they say it, try to explain away, but the point is, how did evolution get that before this? No, it came from God. This world came out of God. God said it. God spoke it. We got the word. They don't have anything but a theory and can't prove nothing they're saying. In the last days, it would behoove you to fill yourself with the word. Amen. There's some stuff coming on the earth doctors don't know what to do with. But you can say, it cannot come near my house. It is not coming near my house. Hallelujah. It's not coming near my house. How do you say that? Because I know Psalm 91 works for me. I know what Jesus did for me. Amen. Amen. All right. Ushers, come on. I've said it. I'm stopping.